Amen. Amen. Giving all praises to God, to our own Reverend Dr. Janice Bryan, to our officers, members, visitors, friends, in person and those that are virtual. We do thank God for this another blessing, another expression of his kindness. We've lived long enough and wrong enough to know that God can cut us off at any time, but because of his grace and his mercy, he allow us to live just a little while longer, and for that we are grateful. We're grateful for the men's chorus this morning. Amen. Amen. Brother Moshe is out supporting others as others have supported us. But we do thank God for the leadership of Dr. Davis and our musician. Amen. Working with our men today. We're definitely grateful for our grief ministry and Brother Rose and all those that labor in that ministry. We thank God for our ushers, greeters, and nurses, whom we celebrated on last Sunday. So we do want to thank them again for a beautiful, beautiful 3 o'clock program. Amen. If you haven't been to a 3 o'clock program in a while, well, you missed the best one. It was last Sunday at 3 o'clock. We had the best 3 o'clock program, and it was truly a blessing to be with Brother Renfro, Reverend Renfro, and the Corinth Baptist Church. This month, we have been doing a series of sermons based on 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. Let me read it into our hearing once again to refresh our minds. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 and 7, by the pen of Paul, by the inspiration of God, these words are recorded. I planted the seed. Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. We read into your hearing 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 and 7. We ask that there be a blessing to the reading and hearing of God's word. This morning, we want to simply focus on Apollos watered. Those two words, Apollos watered. On first Sunday, we introduced this text, speaking on Paul planted. Most of us are familiar with who the Apostle Paul is. We know that he had a Damascus Road experience. He was a Pharisee Jew, encountered the Lord. He was a persecutor of the church. God turned him around, turned him from a persecutor to a disciple, to a proclaimer of the good news. Here in Corinth is what I consider the most American church in the Bible, greatly gifted, but deeply divided. They had everything that a church would need to minister to the generation to which they were to serve. The problem is they were deeply divided. They couldn't agree on anything. Here in chapter 3, Paul is addressing the people because he said that y'all are not living by the Spirit, but you are living like worldly people. You live like God hasn't changed you. You live like you haven't been born again. You live like you don't have a God in your life. You still live worldly. You're still making decisions worldly. You still think the way the church is, it should be the way of the world. And so in chapter 3, Paul was talking to them because they were divided over under whom they were saved. Some were saved under the preaching of Paul. Some were saved under the preaching of Cephas or Peter. Some were saved under the preaching of Apollos. And then there were those that said that they were only saved under Jesus, forming a fourth group. And so in chapter 3, Paul is trying to let them know that it's not in the servants, but it's in God. Paul says, I planted and Apollos watered, but God gives the increase. It's God who makes it grow. And if you've been following along in this series of sermons, then you ought to be on the edge of your seat. Just can't wait for me to preach, but God. I preach Paul planted, introduced to some and presented to others. Apollos on last Sunday, on this Sunday, I'm talking Apollos water, but I'm using every bit of my education, every bit of my experience to hold my water until next week so I can preach, but God. Because the reality is, in God's garden, he don't need us. God can do the planting all by himself. This is evident in Apollos. Apollos didn't come up through Jerusalem. Apollos didn't come up with the apostles. Apollos wasn't there when the Holy Spirit descended upon them in Jerusalem, and they began to speak with different languages and different tongues. Apollos wasn't there. He was on the other side of the world in Alexandria, Egypt, growing and preaching and learning about the Lord, and him and Paul are now equals. When Paul says, I planted and Apollos watered, he is not talking about his junior. He'll talk about that later when he talks to Timothy and to Titus. Those are his subordinates. He sees Peter, James, and John as his peers, but he sees Apollos as his equal. Paul says in the church at Corinth, I planted and Apollos watered. But if Apollos was to write to the church at Ephesus, Apollos could easily have written, I have planted and Paul has watered. But both would have to agree it is God that makes it grows. You see, God don't need us to plant. God got strange winds he can blow. He can blow and it can plant in places that we don't even think of. He can sow into soil that is the furthest from our minds. God can grow in areas that we don't even put any emphasis on. See, God can grow plants in concrete. I've seen weeds grow out of rocks. I've seen trying to get grass in my yard, but weeds come all by themselves. Who planted the weeds? God didn't need Paul to do the planting. God didn't need Apollos to do the watering, because God could do the planting and the watering all by himself. But Paul wanted to show that God blesses us by allowing us to take part in his garden. God allows us to be gardeners in his garden. He allowed us to take part in the process. He allowed us to plant like Paul. He allowed us to water like Apollos. And you and I still need to know that it's God that gives the increase. Apollos, Paul says here, Apollos watered. Apollos, great speaker, great orator, fervent in knowledge, and come with the charisma of John the Baptist. He came to Corinth, and Paul says, I planted, but Apollos watered. What does it mean? What does it mean to water? Well, to water means to nourish. It is to provide the nutrients. It is to provide what a plant needs to grow. A plant can't grow without being watered. The Bible teaches us that God waters everything. The scripture teaches us that God rains on the just as well as the unjust, which means there was somebody that woke up this morning and cursed God. Just like there are people that woke up this morning to bless God. There are some people that did good all week and God didn't let them wake up this morning. And then there are some people that lied, cheated, and stole, and their eyes sprung open to a brand new day. God reigns on the just as well as the unjust. God blesses the just as well as the unjust. God take care of us. He provides for us. He looks out for us, the just as well as the unjust. He reigns. He waters the just as the unjust. And this past week, God showed us just how he waters. When God waters, he waters the trees, he waters the bushes, he waters the plants, he waters our grass, he waters our flowers. When God waters, he waters everything. Not only does he water our grass, but God waters the sidewalk. God waters the concrete. God waters roofs. God waters cars. I looked out this past week. I said, nobody but Jesus could water water. No, nobody else water water. He still put the wet in water. He put the moo in the cow. He put the bark in the dog. He put the meow in the cat. He put feathers on a bird, and he put fins on the fish. God is still capable all by himself. He waters. He waters. But when he calls us to water, we don't water the just as well as the unjust. See, there's some what I call water hose blessings. I made this term up on my own. You won't find it nowhere. Don't try to Google me and find out. It's made up. I made it up. It's called water hose blessing. Because I dip and dab in gardening. You know, I like the plant. And what I discovered when I get the water hose out, I don't water the sidewalk. When I get the water hose out, I don't water the concrete. When I get the water hose, I don't water the road. I don't water the roof. When I get the water hose out, I put the water directly on my plants. And whenever the water starts running to the sidewalk, I turn it off. That's going too far. You know, we're out of control. And that's what God calls us to do. God calls us not to water the concrete, not to water the car, but God calls us to nourish one another. We are to encourage one another. Over and over again, the Bible teaches that we are to do good unto all men, especially of those of the household of faith. We are to water each other. We are to encourage one another. Like the grief ministry, we are to comfort one another. We are to strengthen one another. Apollos watered. What Apollos was able to do was make it real to the people. See, some people get stuck on theory. They get lost in the theology. They get lost in some of the Bible imagery, and they forget it's about a growing relationship with the Lord. I can tell you right now, brothers and sisters, when we get to heaven, there's not going to be no multiple choice questions. You ain't got to worry about no ACT. You ain't got to worry about no SAT. You ain't got to worry about no MCAT. There's not going to be an exam. But what he is going to be looking for is, what did you do in this life for his name's sake? When I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was naked, did you clothe me? When I was sick, did you come and visit me? What did you do in this life? How did you encourage one another? How did you share with one another? So Paul planted, and Apollos, he came and he watered that which is planted. You see, Apollos is not, is Paul's contemporary. He's not talking about I plant today and tomorrow Apollos water. He's talking about I plant today and Apollos waters today. They are contemporary. And so as we plant here at Ebenezer, we also have to water. See, as the grief ministry plants, the men's chorus waters. As the deacons plant, the deaconess waters. As the deaconess plant, the deacons water. As WMU plant, the brotherhood waters. We have to plant and water, all trusting that God will give the increase. You know, some people are just great planters and lousy waterers. I know people, they so bound and determined to plant that they will pluck up that which they have planted to prove to waterers that it don't need no water. They will plant it and they will dig it up and pull it out. See, I don't need no water. It's just the same as it was. No, the seedling does not look like the seed. Somebody gonna get that when you get home. The seed got to die. The seed got to go away for the plant to bring life. And you got to know the difference when the plant comes from the seed. I was planting some green beans and some, I don't know, my wife gave me a bag of seeds. I was planting something. And I noticed that the green bean seed was a lot bigger than the squash seed or the other seed that I have. But when you see the plant is bigger than the other plant. The plant of the greens that I planted is bigger than the green bean that I planted, even though the green bean had a bigger seed. Some people need to know the difference between the seed and the sapling. When it begins to break ground, it's different, and it needs different nourishment. See, for a seed to grow, it needs to be in darkness, needs to be in ground, needs to be in the soil. But when you water it and it breaks forth, now it needs light. Now it needs the sun. Now it needs nourishment that it cannot find in the ground. This is what Paul said. I did the planting. I did the hard work. I tilled the ground. I moved the soil. I got it all set up and I put the seed in, but God sent somebody else to come and do the water. You can't do it all by yourself. I know we just been together about 6 months now, but you ought to know one thing about me. I ain't trying to do it all by myself. Why? Because I read in the Word of God, I planted and Apollos watered. That means we need one another. We depend on one another. Some of us are planters and some of us are waterers. But if you are a planter or a waterer, God is the one that makes it grow. That's good news. I can't hold my water. Let me hold my water just one more week. But God can grow without water. God can grow with nothing but water. Apollos watered. He came to Corinth and he made it real for them. See, some of us gonna have to get out of Sedum and get into the neighborhood. Yeah, come to see them on Sunday morning. But on Monday morning, you ought to be ready to carry that word back out to everyone you meet. You know, all my coworkers back in the day, I may have shared this with you. Back in the day, I had to get my coworkers off me. I had a lot on my mind, a lot to do, and I'm, I waver between being shy and stuck up. It depends on what day of the week it is. Some days I'm shy, some days I'm just flat out stuck up. Just don't want to deal with people. And what I discovered with my coworkers is that they will always celebrate on Friday and mourn Monday. They will always talk about what a good day Friday is, no matter if it was raining or sunshine. They will always say, whoa, what a wonderful day. Thank God it's Friday. But come Monday, they were all gloom and doom. Oh, got the whole week to go. Oh, got this to do, got that to do. All week, got more, getting started off. And I started thinking about that thing. And I said, well, I'm going to turn Monday into my best day. And I'm going to turn Friday into my worst day. And I said, the difference between the two is what I do on Sunday. On Sunday, after I hear a word from the Lord, I can't wait to get at work. I go make the coffee for everybody, stand by the coffee pot. Every time somebody come to get coffee and ask me what you do this weekend, I tell them, I heard a word from the Lord. I do have to warn you, 6 weeks later, I was the only one at the coffee pot, but my point is that on Monday morning ought to be the believer's best day. It is our day to be able to share a fresh word with a desperate world. To be able to share with them a word from God, a word that we receive on Sunday morning, a word of encouragement, a word of inspiration, a word that has strengthened us in this journey. Paul wanted them to know that it's not in his work alone. So you can't bring no division between servants. You can't bring no separation between Apollos and Paul. Why? Because they are just servants in the house of the Lord. They're just gardeners in God's garden. Paul planted, but it was Apollos that watered in Corinth. And God don't need any of us. God can do it all by himself. He can do the planting by himself. He can do the watering by himself. And he does the growing all by himself. So we look in the lesson we learned this morning that nobody grows alone. Nobody serves alone. No one makes up this highway all by themselves. We lean and depend on one another. We look to one another for strength. To see you smiling when you're going through your difficulties is encouraging to somebody else. When God has done something for you and you testify to his goodness, it gives somebody else courage to hold on just a little while longer. When I hear what God has done in somebody else's life, I don't get out of line to go shout with them. No, I stay in line. And I hold on to my number because I know my number is coming up soon and very soon. The same God that blessed you, that same God will move in my life. And so we have learned that it's a simple yet beautiful, powerful plan. One plants and another waters, but God and God alone who gives the increase. It's God who waters first. It's God who restores our soul. It's God that leads us beside still waters. We can come to God as empty pitchers before a full fountain. He pours out his spirit like living water. He fills us to the brim. God has blessed us and brought us from a mighty long way. And God, he promises. He promised that there will be water even in our desert places. God promises water in dry seasons. God promises water out of rocks. God promised water from the sky. God, he intentionally encourages us. And brothers and sisters, we have to be intentional about encouraging somebody else. Yeah, you can't just wait till somebody call you. Sometimes you're going to have to pick up the phone and you're going to have to talk to them. Sometimes you're going to have to get out of your way. You know, I try to serve people and serve God. And sometimes my mouth write a check that I really don't feel like cashing, you know. And I'm not talking about this year, last year. I'm talking about years ago. This is still when I was growing in my faith. A guy, I told him one time, I said, man, you ever need a ride, just give me a call. I'll come pick you up. Not a problem, just let me know. I didn't think he'll call me up on it, really. I didn't. I was just going for the glory points. I wasn't going for the grind points. I just wanted him to think what a wonderful person I was. I wasn't trying to prove it any kind of way. And for the most part, he didn't bother me. He never really bothered me until one day it was cold and rainy. Every day it was sunny. I didn't hear nothing from him. When it was just cold, I didn't hear nothing from him. But this particular day, it was raining and cold in Austin, Texas. I'm trying to snuggle up and just, I was going to just call in there. I was going to just sleep in that day. I said, this is a good sleeping day. And it happened to be that day he called me. Talking about he need a ride to church. I said, man, the preacher ain't even going to be there, man. Don't even worry. Don't even worry about it, man. But I got up, put on my shoes, got dressed, and put on a coat, mumbling and grumbling under my breath the whole time. Went over there, picked him up, and rode with him, and it was the best ride to church I've had. He was so encouraging. He was so thankful. He couldn't believe that I came and got him. What a wonderful person I was. I felt good about myself. And I felt good about what I did, even though I didn't want to. See, God can use us even without our permission. God can use us even with our bad attitudes. God can use us with us still mumbling under our breath. God can use us with us rolling our neck and rolling our eyes. God can still use us to help, to encourage and strengthen someone else along the way. So let's remember that God, he encourages first, but he calls us to encourage others. God is steady. God is intentional. God means to bring us along. God speaks life, even in the midst of death. He comforts the grieving, strengthens the weary, and brings guidance to the next generation. We've seen that water produces fruit. Deep roots strengthen our faith, unity in the body, resilience in trial, spiritual fruit that blesses generations long after we've gone. So today, brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage you today. Keep on watering. Your watering is not in vain. Your labor is not wasted. Your time will bring about results. We have to continue to encourage one another. We have to continue to be faithful. We have to continue to show acts of love, acts of generosity, acts of kindness, even in a mean, mean world. We're still to keep giving. We're to keep sowing in the ministry. Keep supporting the work of the church. Keep investing in the ministry that God had put you in charge of. And God will give the increase. God will make it grow. God will bless it beyond our imaginations. God is still in the blessing business, and we still have to plant, and we still, like Apollos, have to water. May God bless you, and may God keep you today. We want to invite you today. At this time, we extend the invitation to Christian discipleship. If you have not accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, we invite you right now to make that decision, make that choice. As our deacons and greeters come, they're here to walk with you. You don't have to walk the long aisles all by yourself. someone will walk with you. If you have a relationship with Jesus, but you don't have a church home where you need to work out your soul salvation, we invite you to Ebenezer. All we ask is that you not be perfect, but be willing to grow. Be willing to mature. Be willing to help. Be willing to serve. If you're online and you're hearing this, put something in the content. Put something in. We will reach out to you. We invite you to come right now. Come as you are. Come from where you are. Just come on. To extend, it was yours to accept. May God bless you this morning.